You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Cheers! Cheers!
Woo. Welcome to this week's episode of Equity One.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting this under hungover, but we're doing something a little different because, you know, our world has changed, everyone. As all of you know who listen to this, Stephen Sondheim, unfortunately, has passed away. And we are sitting here with our friend Brittany Coleman.
Hello.
She's here talking with us again, and we decided to do something a little different and just spend the episode talking about Sondheim.
There's just like,
I don't even know how,
yeah,
to like
how to begin,
get
how
into
to start.
It.
Yeah, I think we just start with our first introduction to Sondheim. How we like,
yeah,
even like introduction. I think I can start. I think it was Into the Woods Junior.
Junior.
And like, it's like when you're a kid, you don't even know who like Sondheim is. Like,
yeah,
you're just like, well, you're like, wow, I love these lyrics. I love the storytelling of this. My sister was Cinderella.
Of course.
And it was just like, this is a brilliant show. And I think that's what got me started into it. And that was like the gateway drug, I'll say, to like going to like the public library, renting all of the original cast recordings, and you just start piecing it together. You're like, oh, this person wrote this, and then you just start collecting all the Sondheim.
Yeah, I was thinking about this too, like when I was when we were talking about doing this episode, like, and I think my first in was actually Assassins. It was when,
oh, wow.
I know, which is like a dark way in, but it was like the year of, because that Tony year was like the year of Wicked and Avenue Q, and that was one of the first years that I kind of like started following like what was happening and like watching the Tonys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember the performance, and I remember they won so much, and then like I got that cast recording, and I started listening to it, and that was like one of the first like librettos that I bought, like to like read it and like actually like study. I remember I did like the Sam Bick monologue in like high school acting class. It was like so ridiculous, like the shit we would do in high school acting class. Like, girl, we did August Osage County like we should. We were
exactly,
we
like,
felt
advanced.
That it was ours. Yes. Honey, oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. So ridiculous. But that was my kind of gateway in to Sondheim, and then I started like like you said, getting those cast recordings of, yeah, like A Little Night Music,
mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm,
and all of them. And so, Brittany, what about you? What's your kind of first?
Yeah, mine's pretty similar. I did a couple of musicals in middle school. We did little versions of West Side Story, which Sondheim was also attached to.
Yes.
But we didn't know this. Little Gilbert and Sullivan. But in high school, I only did one musical, and that was Into the Woods. And that really changed the game for me, especially playing Baker's wife,
mm-hmm,
where so many of her songs and her material is, you know, yes or no. In the middle is okay,
yeah,
too. Which just totally opened up my eyes to a whole new world of what a musical could be. It doesn't have to be totally linear. It doesn't have to, mm-hmm, be, you know, the good guy wins in the end. It's just, just cracked open such a wonderful, like, way to, I don't know, explore what the medium is. So,
yeah,
Into the Woods, mm-hmm, for sure.
And like, I had experience in college. Luckily, in college, like, the time that I was there, was we actually did a lot of Sondheim, and I was lucky to get to do those, like, to do Sweeney and Into the Woods there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, that was the first time where I was, like, paying attention to commas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, going through, like, songs and actually looking, teaching myself to actually look at the lyrics, because I knew that there was like such care,
mm-hmm,
and that like a period or a dash or whatever would be important. Like that kind of, you know, and that reverence that we all have for Stephen Sondheim is like, it taught me to like really like take care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This is also something I reminded myself when I saw Company, is that also like, it's so funny. Like, I think that like I forget sometimes, because like, you know, it, we hold all of his work to like such high esteem, that we're like, I think we forget like how funny and clever
it's
and like
the cleverness that always gets me. Like yes.
Like I and Sweeney too. I mean, like it's so like a little priest and the like how smart everything was. I think that actually like that was one of the my introductions to like smart funny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That like that being clever and witty is like aspirational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he certainly wasn't intellectual, and I don't think he was trying to rhyme things in his songs just for rhyme's sake.
Yeah.
Either. I mean, it's reflected in all of his work. I think about Sunday in the Park with George too. Mm-hmm. Just favorite. Those little quips here and exactly, there that yeah. are so unexpected and so out of nowhere, but the score that he's written perfectly complements the lyrics. It's just it's an amazing blend.
Yeah. Ugh. Sunday is my favorite probably. Mm-hmm. And that changes every day. Like, I think about it all the time, and I'm like, I feel like gun to my head, I can't answer most days, and I'll, like, change it.
I like Sunday, well, like, because Cole has been in Sunday, my fiance, Cole.
Fiance!
Exactly, yeah. Congratulations!
We'll focus on I got to see him in Sunday as George, and it was my first introduction, really, into that, because, you know, like, there shows you know more than others. And so watching that, I was like, wow, the like seeing it on stage for the first time, because I've never seen the original video recording. So, and I still need to. I feel like I need to pull it out now, like go to Lincoln Center and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's on PBS, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sondheim box set right there.
I might just take, I don't have a DVD player or a.
Take my DVD player.
Yeah, I will take that too. no, but Sunday in the Park with George is brilliant. Mm. It just, act one and act two, it's just.
I'm looking behind Caleb, and the full score is right behind him. Mm. That's like the one that I've kept and throughout the years. I just can't like that stand right here.
Yeah.
Even if I don't look at, I mean, that's probably my favorite overall. Like, what's your favorite?
I think my favorite is A Little Night Music.
I love A Little Night Music.
I saw the revival with Angela Lansbury.
Of course.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. And we sat in the front row, and I was just like, it was a very simplistic set, simple costumes, because it was all about the music. You could really just focus on that. And it just, that is a cast recording that I'll put on. I'll visit like randomly throughout the year. I'm like, it just, I go to work, just listen to it. It just drives my day. Like A Weekend in the Country. I think I wrote
one of my
a
favorite
report
songs.
On it, like in college, just like how it's just brilliant writing, how the everything, is just advanced so quickly in that one song. Mm-hmm. Like, you get so much out of that.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Yeah. And, like, and that also, like, you know, I was a kid that grew up watching, like, or, like, when I was becoming obsessed with theater, like, watching Seth Rudetsky videos and, like, all that stuff. And he, like, deconstructs Weekend in the Country. And, like, it's, I still think about it to this day. Like, the nuances and, like, the orchestrations and everything in it. It's, like, a perfect song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that, like, we're like, oh, I love A Little Night Music. Like, I don't think people talk about A Little Night Music that it's much, true. But no, like, it's like the wealth that all of his work has. What about, what's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. Well, I just want to add a little bit to some of that is those songs in particular are so long.
Yeah.
they are full scenes within themselves.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And one of the things that Sondheim has said every time he's been around our show and company, he gives it up to George Firth, the book writer, because he really, Sondheim really, really wanted to make sure that it was George's show first. And of course, we have scenes that are 15 minutes long in our show, but then we get a whole other song that, like Side by Side, which can also go on for 8 minutes. And so many things happen. There's so much storytelling. Yeah. And I think that Sondheim needs to give himself more credit in that respect, you know, in terms of like furthering the plot. I think that's just so much fun. Oh, Weekend in the Country.
Oh, it's so good.
Or, you know, A Little Priest or By the Sea.
Oh, my God.
It just goes on forever.
We could literally just keep naming songs.
Yes.
And like, I don't know. It's, and I will say too that that really comes across in the show. Because I got to see it. Oh, and also, here's my story.
Story, please tell.
So I went with my cousin Amy, who is she just finished her grad school in arts management. She's about to start working at City Center, And so she was working with the company management group that does company. Mm-hmm. And so we were there to see the show. We were going to be in the box seats. And they were filming. They were like, you know, filming and taking pictures. So we were just waiting and kind of waiting around to the last minute to be like taken into our seats. And so the company manager comes up to the group of us and she's like, I just need three people to just follow me. And so we were just standing right there. And so we start walking down past the boxes and she turns to us and she says, just to let you know, don't freak out, but you're going to walk right by Stephen Sondheim. You're sitting in the row with him. You're going to fill his row.
You didn't tell me this.
So I was like, okay, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And so we were just standing, waiting. And then he, you know, came from the backstage, mm-hmm. the little like off house area where they close the curtains.
And
he was sitting there and we waited. And then he and his people sat down and we sat down right next to them. And then Marianne came out and gave the speech and he was right there. And I mean, we were sitting right next to him while watching the show. And it was the coolest thing to like, and you've obviously had experiences like with in the room, like him being around. Yeah. Like it was so, you felt that kind of like presence that not only was he who he is to us, but that like he felt that love pour out for him, because that night there was so much love in that room for him especially. It was just like a really special feeling, and he seemed to take it in, and not, you know, someone of his, you know, fame like and acclaim, like it doesn't necessarily have to be like that, you know. Well, I mean, what have your experiences been getting to you know, in this presence, and especially in this moment in time that'll be like,
yeah. Well, you know, he was in his 90s, mm-hmm. so he wasn't around too much, to be honest. We had a moment with him the first time around. We were rehearsing downtown rather than in Midtown, and he came to our first run through, or maybe our final run through in the rehearsal studio. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to, you know, see him from afar in a theater. It's another thing to have him, you know, sitting in a folding chair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Next to the production table. Yeah. And he sat there and he smiled the whole time. And it was just so lovely. Oh, my favorite memory actually was at our Sitz Probe the first time around. Cause we actually didn't have one when we came back to Broadway. We had the entire orchestra there with us. And of course he came in at the last minute and sat down and everybody was like, oh my gosh, Stephen Sondheim is here. Let's be on our P's and Q's, people. and he just sat kind of in the middle of all of the tables set up in a row. And there's nothing like seeing someone in their, you know, 80s, 90s pull out a new piece of technology and try to use it. So
is he trying to film or like text?
He's
or
trying to take pictures on his camera.
Oh my God.
On his iPhone. And it was, I mean, he wasn't having a problem with it. It was just like he spent a little extra time trying to Zoom and trying to record. And it was just, it was so sweet. He had a smile on his face the whole time. You could tell he was really proud of the production. And he really loves everybody in it. You can see it on his face. It just shines. It was just lovely.
Yeah, I think I saw someone post like a picture. I think maybe it was like Max or something that posted a picture of him taking a picture of Matt.
It might have been me.
Oh, was it you?
You're like, I've seen this picture. I mean,
so, a lot of us did it. The minute we saw him take out his phone, then we all started taking out our phones.
And it's just so sweet. And I think that, again, speaks to that kind of spirit of, like, being... He feels, like, really a titan of our community.
Yeah.
You know? And not just, you know, not just some kind of, like, legend. I mean, he really seems like... He cares cared about the community,
yeah.
About theater.
You don't get to work with like living composers all the time. They don't like, mm-hmm. like George like Gershwin. Legend. Like, you're oh just like, gosh. We just, they're just like a figment of our imagination now, but like having like him in the room or still alive come and like give notes or just be there, you're just like, wow, like I'm doing your work. This is like, yes. it's connection yeah. all the way through. It's, mm-hmm. it's really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of like, to go like really like big and meta, I kept thinking of like, oh my God, like now, like he's not in the world. Like, mm-hmm. you know what? Just that thought of like, he physically not yeah. here. Mm-hmm. That is like.
Not to like knock this at all, but do you think this is a good passing of the torch onward? Like we can mm-hmm. move forward in mm-hmm. theater now that like we have these greats that we like obviously always honor their works, but now it's like mm-hmm. a new Sondheim has to step up, and now that mm-hmm. that space mm-hmm. is open, so this is our chance to be like, okay, like we had to keep doing great work, we had to keep doing the job, so like yeah. more people can stand up mm-hmm. now, so that's like the exciting part about
yeah
theater. Mm-hmm. I believe
mm-hmm. I think so too, and I think it's also a big part of like not only like his legacy in, you know, the work that he does, like you think that like those are the themes in Sunday in the Park, and
yep.
you know, these are themes that pop up in so many of his shows, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but also like in his like mentorship of people and yes, how much yeah. he cared about, you know, young artists and uplifting people. And like, it's been so cool to see people's letters.
The
like
letters are really yeah. cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the, like the joke ones, there's like people yes. have like photoshopped.
Yeah. A lot of folks have been saying, you know, there's tweets going around. No wonder he didn't write as yeah. many works as we want because he was so busy answering everybody's letters.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Oh, it's just so funny. Like, and so, but I do think you're right, and that's part of what we have to do moving forward. And also, I saw a sentiment online, too, that was like, you know, anyone hoping to kind of honor Sondheim, like, for instance, like a regional theater or something like that, mm-hmm. the best way to honor him is produce something by someone new, mm-hmm. because yeah. that's absolutely. What he, you know, always championed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. It's very bizarre. Have you all seen Tick, Tick, Boom?
Ugh,
yes.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. I watched it the other night and just cried.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what a cool, I feel like there's something really cool in the air right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Company opening and Tick, Tick, Boom and West Side coming out.
Mm-hmm. Totally. It's a whole new generation is being introduced to Sondheim, even though he just left us.
Yeah.
It's still like we can still like travel that forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm glad that there's like chances for all of us to kind of remember and honor him in so many different ways, you know, from like West Side, which was like his early work that he has even said that he's not necessarily a fan of his work mm-hmm. on, but that, you know, that was his. And then Tick, Tick, Boom, to like see him as a person, as that character uh-huh. was so, I just think it's a really cool time right now in that like so much is honoring him in a big way.
Totally.
In the mm-hmm. culture.
Mm-hmm. I think it's helped with the grieving process. Right? Yeah. Like we have an outlet a little bit to be able to celebrate all of the work. Ugh.
For sure. I think that, mm-hmm. I think so. And I mean, obviously, it was heartbreaking to hear, but mm-hmm. the fact that there are those outlets to, like, see him and celebrate him, I think is really, I'm glad mm-hmm. that we have all of that.
Yeah, like, we have, like, I mean, there are not my favorite adaptations, but we have, like, the Sweeney Todd movie and, yeah. like, Into the Woods. Like, like now I believe we're going to start getting more, like, movie makes of mm-hmm. sometimes work that's like good history moving forward.
Yeah.
So the new generations will get that.
Yeah. Like there's the Marilyn movie that they're making.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
in reverse.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
That's going to take like years and years. Yeah. We'll look forward to it in literally 30 years.
Yeah. Literally.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
Wow. Mm.
Also, yeah. The documentary when they filmed the company.
Oh my gosh!
Album.
Yes,
so good.
So good.
And then the co-op. I gotta go, coach.
It's so good.
It's so good. Like, I really hope that, like, you know, we're sitting here remembering all the things and chatting about our favorite things, whether they're actual Sondheim or, you know, inspired by.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, definitely, like, take some time and revisit one of your faves, mm-hmm. because it really, like, now is the time to, like, remember and look back fondly on all that awesome stuff that, frankly, started a lot of it for me.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it for this episode, I think.
Nice and sweet. Lovely. Mm-hmm.
And Brittany, you're going to we're going to hear more from you in a little bit, but where can people find you if they want to follow you and if they want to see you in company?
Sure. Yes. Come see me in company. I'll be there 8 shows a week.
Yes.
I'm on stage. Blink and you'll miss me, but I am on stage.
Oh, you won't miss her.
And find me on Instagram. I guess that's where I'm most active. Britney, like Britney Spears, Coleman.
Oh,
there's the
again.
Bell.
Oh. We can't do it without it.
Go ahead.
Try it again.
You can find me on Instagram at Britney, like Britney Spears, Coleman, Coleman, like Gary. And that's my handle. Or my name is my website as well, BritneyColeman.com.
Amazing. You can find the podcast at Equity One Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok. Wow. I don't do this half.
I know. Let's do it normal. I'm back. You can find the show at Equity One Podcast on Instagram and TikTok, or at Equity1_ on Twitter.
Send us an email at equityonepodcast@gmail.com and head over to your podcast app on your iPhone or Android and give us a 5-star rating review. It really helps other listeners find us and lifts us up.
Yeah. Caleb, where can people find you?
Caleb Dickey on everything. Elliot?
Elliot Maddox on everything. Until next time.
Cheers.
Ding.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.